the Alaska governor, Sean Parnell, has hired a, I guess, a consultant to advise the state on how to set up one. Is it possible to set up a market-friendly exchange, or do you believe it is? Are there differences, real differences, between the exchange that Utah has set up and Massachusetts has set up? That's my first question. But before you answer that, can you give an overview of what the exchange is, just in layman's terms?
Remember, what we're talking about here is a new government bureaucracy. So if you think that the way to free markets is to set up a new government bureaucracy, I'm afraid you don't understand how either markets or government works. The idea that – now, it's true that some conservatives have said we should have a health insurance exchange. They want it to do two things. They want it to be a place where consumers can do one-stop shopping for their health insurance, compare plans and prices and that sort of thing. But you know what? E-health insurance already does that. People say they want an exchange because it's going to be a Travelocity for healthcare. There already is one. It's called e-health insurance. You get to compare plans on the web using that. Conservatives have also said we need an exchange so that there will be some way for workers to take tax-free dollars from their employer and go out and buy health insurance with that. Health insurance that meets their needs rather than their employer's needs. Health insurance that stays with them when they change jobs. But you know what? There already is a way to do that, and there are companies called Bloom Health that are allowing patients to take care of what are called health reimbursement arrangements that do just that. At the Cato Institute where I work, I can take tax-free dollars from my employer and go out and buy an individual health insurance plan. And one of these days, I think I just might. But both of those supposed free market rationales for an exchange
Michael,
the market is already offering those options.
Can I stop you there? Can you hang on after the break?
Certainly.
Okay. This is Michael Cannon from the Cato Institute, and we will be back